Let's bring in Ren Lavoie, our NHL insider from TVS Sports. Monsieur Lavoie, how are you?
I'm pretty good, and you guys?
Doing well. I mean, the Nashville Nashville Anaheim series is, you know, we talked. I think the last time we had you on, we talked about the Predators' defensemen and their defense corps. What, that's now 37 points? Is it 37 points in the playoffs? I think something like that for Predators. Predators defense. But I want to talk about the disallowed goals last night. And I don't, none of us, I think, contest the fact that they should have been disallowed. But I'm wondering, you know, Nashville's, I mean, obviously this is a strategy, crash the net literally and figuratively. At some point, does the NHL office just kind of maybe make a call and say, you know, just in case you're interested, we're really keeping an eye on this, because nothing can get a playoff game off kilter or send it over the edge more than somebody, you know, deep sixing another team's goaltender.
Yeah, and if it didn't really happen yet, I think it's going to happen today, or it's going to happen tomorrow before, I guess, in the morning.
That does happen, doesn't it? The NHL will call up teams and say, hey, look, just a heads up.
Yeah.
We're aware of this. And
yeah, and at the same time, you know, they have on the ground people who are there to cover the playoff series from top to bottom. And they're involved in the day-to-day basis of what's going to happen here in Ottawa. It's the same thing. You have, obviously, people who are talking every day to the referees and at the same time talking to the coaches. And if the GM wants to be involved, he can. So I think that's typical of what's going on in the playoffs since a long time. And you know what? It, for sure, that's going to be addressed, and it's going to be really simple. And I think it showed in last night's game. The last time that, you know, the goalie was hit, there was a 2-minute penalty automatic, and it's going to be exactly the same thing, I think, if they want to take that road again. But that being said, I think, you know, crashing the net is not a bad idea, because at the end of the day, the goalie is going to be aware, needs to be more aware of you, and maybe he's going to react the wrong way when a shot will be close to him. Like it happened, I feel it, like I'm looking at the winning goal, and it's kind of weird the way, obviously, the Ducks goalie reacted to that. I feel like he didn't know at all where the puck was. Was he scared of being hit? Was he looking at obviously a Predators player? I don't know, but the Gibson reaction was really odd.
Mm-hmm. But you know, like to play devil's advocate a little bit here, Ren. Goals are hard to come by in the playoffs. In a game like last night, they're incredibly hard to come by. Goaltending's really good. If the goaltender can see the puck, he's going to stop it in most cases. And the two interference penalties, as much as they were clear-cut interference penalties, one was a guy being backed in, you know, trying to set a screen in a scrum in front of the net, backing into the goaltender. You want guys to be able to do that, right? And the other one was a guy coming off the rush and cutting in, which is going to happen, right? And there's going to be close quarters. If you're trying to make a speed play and round that corner, you're going to come pretty close one way or another. It's not like they were, you know, they were hockey. Again, I hate to say it. They were hockey plays. And if you're trying to score goals in that game, you know, those are both of those things are things you have to be able to do, aren't they?
No doubt. And I mean, even if obviously there was some penalties, I have the feeling that it did help at the end of the day. I mean, Gibson was a little shaken. He was not at his top. I mean, he faced a lot of shots, obviously. I think he was maybe one of their best player. But at the end of the day, he allowed a strange goal on the power play. I mean, I know it was a power play. I understand all that. But I felt like something was wrong. And I know he's never going to say, well, the fact that he was crashing my net was a problem. You're never going to acknowledge something like that. But I feel like it did. It was a problem. And, I mean, it's... So that's why the next step is going to be interesting now. You'll have, obviously, meetings about just what happened, what needs to be done, how the referees are going to react to that. No doubt in my mind, the first time there'll be a contact with either goaltender tomorrow or maybe tonight in Ottawa, it's going to be an automatic 2 minutes. If obviously it was a hit that was something that the forward really wanted to do. Mm. So if it was accidental because the player was pushed from behind, now you'll see a different reaction. But obviously, I still feel that it's going to have an impact on tonight's game in Ottawa because those people are talking to each other. Mm-hmm. The league's gonna say, guys, we don't want the goaltenders to be involved in any physical aspect in his blue paint. And if it's accidental, it's accidental. But if you felt like there was a push and it was not accidental, you have to raise your hand quickly. And that's what they did, I think, in the third period.
Hey, Ren, were you between the benches for the last game, the last Senators-Pittsburgh game?
So the first two games in Pittsburgh, I was close to the ice, but from the Zamboni, from that corner there in Pittsburgh. Technically, tonight I should be between the bench, but I didn't receive a green light on that yet. I didn't talk to my boss yet.
No, the reason I was wondering is because we spent a lot of time talking about Phil Kessel and you know, the way he was on the bench. And we've had people, and Chris Johnson was talking about how, you know, Phil Kessel, if you talk to guys who played with him in Toronto, if you talk to his teammates with Pittsburgh, he's a competitive guy. I mean, he wants to win as much as anybody. He may not just show it on the outside as much. Is that good for Pittsburgh in the long run to have Phil Kessel like that? Is it good for a team in the long run to have a guy being so demonstrative and so open about it?
That's when he's good. And I talked to players after the game, and that was exactly in front of me, because when you're on that corner, you're facing the Pittsburgh Penguins bench. When you're between the benches, it's tough to see what's going on at every end of those benches.
Mm-hmm.
So it was crystal clear in my mind that he wasn't happy at all about the way his line was playing and the way he was playing. He really thinks that there was some there was better looks on the ice for him to have the puck and maybe shoot a little more. And when Phil Kessel is effective is when he's playing with the puck. When he's not playing with the puck, I'm not going to say he's useless, because he's not useless, obviously, but you need him to have the puck on his blade. And that being said, the fact that he's involved emotionally like that in a game is just great for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the players know that when he's not involved emotionally in a game, you're not going to see Phil Kessel in that game. He's going to be a ghost. And so I think, broadcast did an unbelievable job by putting camera on him. I mean, it was great TV. That's something that fans in the stands, they don't see that.
Right.
You don't see, you're not always watching one player, and especially when he's coming to the bench. But I think they reacted quickly in the truck, and they by showing what happened, I think they build a story of that game.
Mm-hmm.
And the story was all about Phil Kessel. It was about Evgeny Malkin. I know at practice in Cranberry the day before, I was there. And at the end of practice, Mike Sullivan, when the guys were stretching, Gino didn't stretch at all. Mike Sullivan came to him, and it was a one-way speech. And it was about waking up, playing emotionally. You need to be more emotional on the ice, things like that. And, I mean, Evgeny Malkin, the first period, was not as sharp as usual. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Starting the second period, he was maybe one of the best players on the ice, and he was involved with Kyle Turris a lot. That was good to see. So I think they're really going in the right direction, but they still need to be involved emotionally in every game. When they're not doing that, it's exactly like in game one. They're going to have issues.
Well, because, you know, they're not right in this configuration with the injuries. They're definitely not good enough to just win this series on cruise control. But, you know, I wonder, Ren, you know, we know, I guess, we understand that everybody in that team is kind of accountable to Sidney Crosby in the kind of classic captain sense, right? That
yep.
Is it okay if it's coming from another place on the bench? That's the, you know, and I know you're right that, you know, Phil Kessel caring is way better than Phil Kessel not caring, because we've seen that act. But it's kind of odd to see you know, it's as though, you know, again, I don't totally buy into the Mark Messier, the myth of Mark Messier, greatest captain in history, but still,
no.
The sense that there would be somebody else on the bench of one of his teams complaining about a player and actually, you know, almost pointing out a guy and doing that. That seems to me that wouldn't necessarily fly in a lot of places.
No, but in Pittsburgh, it does, and I'm going to tell you why, okay? A guy like Sidney Crosby, every time the coach want to make a change on the power play, the first guy is asking permission or asking, you know, a guy to sacrifice his game to help the team. It's always Sidney Crosby. Mike Sullivan is asking Sid, can you change your position on the power play? Just, you know, to make sure that we're going to be better. I want to do some changes. And obviously those decisions are not always good for Sidney Crosby, the player, because maybe he's going to get have less goals or less points. But at the end of the day, you know that he's going to say yes. And by doing that, by saying yes, obviously, if it's not working, Sidney cannot start complaining about, you know, the way things are going on the power play or during other situation. He can't be upset. And, you know, when you look at Sidney, it's a little different. He's better with age. One of the reasons why is because he's really calmer on the ice and on the bench. He's not in the referee's faces like it was maybe 3-4 years ago. He let the referees do their job. Yes, sometimes he's talking to them, but he's not upset with them. He's not saying a word anymore. So I think that's where other players need to step up. And Phil Kessel knows that, you know, Sidney Crosby is doing all the sacrifice. And all the players in that dressing room knows. And that's why sometimes you need to step up for the captain. And you have to say, guys, everybody's sacrificing a little bit here. Now it's time for us to show not only our captain, but our management that we can do this. And I was amazed by the way they played last game because, you know, you lose two other bodies like that in the first period. Everybody thought that it was over. It wasn't over. It was only the start. So something happened between the first and the second period for them to react the right way. And I think part of that was having a guy like Phil Kessel more emotional.
You know, I wonder too, Ren, as I'm watching this series and thinking of that game in particular. You know, I'm a big believer that there's something to be said for having gone through a long playoff and kind of figuring out what you have to do to win. And I wonder if maybe we're not seeing that a little bit with Pittsburgh yet. Now, yeah, a lot of guys are getting hurt, but it's kind of, hey, that happens. You know,
yeah.
We know what it's like to play at this time of the year. And I wonder if maybe there aren't times in this series where we're going to see that as being the thing that kind of separates Ottawa from Pittsburgh?
Oh, that's a great question. And I'm not sure I'm going to be able to give you the right answer on this one because, you know, they made a great push last game. It was amazing to watch. Are they capable of doing that tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, they pushed back physically, too, after, you know, Ottawa has really taken it to them physically this series, and they pushed back after that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? Before I'm gonna, you need to have leaders on your team, but at the end of the day, you need to have not only talent. I think there's no doubt that the Pittsburgh Penguins they have tons of talent, but you need depth. And now you have to wonder. Okay, Mark Schreiber probably is gonna play tonight. It's gonna be his first game in the playoffs. I mean, what kind of player he will be. You know, I know that they have tons of depth in the minors, and I know that they're ready to face any challenge, but enough is enough at one point. I mean,
right.
Those players are really important players that are injured right now. Obviously, it's not Sidney Crosby, it's not Malkin, it's not Kessel, but Christopher Letang is not there. He's not going to be there at all during those playoffs, even if they play game seven in the Stanley Cup final, he's not going to be available. So you have to look at the big picture, and I think if you're the Pittsburgh Penguins, you just pray right now that you're going to win one game in Ottawa in the next two. If they're doing that, they're going to give themselves a chance, I guess, to get some bodies back. But at the end of the day, if they lose those two games versus Ottawa in Ottawa this week, I think it's going to be the end of that playoffs, series for them. I think at one point they're getting, I'm not going to say they're getting tired, but they're getting close to the point where, you know, it's the crossroad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
Well, it's attrition, isn't it, Ren, at this stage, right?
Yeah.
And as we get into the third round, you can get by without your full complement of players if people play over their heads and guys play above their role and all of that stuff. But at a certain point, you know, if you're playing a worthy foe, it's going to catch up with you. You know, you kind of wonder, this feels dead even right now. It feels like this is going to go seven, but you wonder if something just snaps eventually with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And I watched their practice, like I said, before game two. And it was the first time I was watching a Pittsburgh Penguins practice in the playoffs when they didn't look that sharp, to be honest with you. I'm not saying you have to be sharp all the time, but I did four rounds with them last year, and I don't remember one time saying, oh, my God, they don't have it today. And they didn't practice well the day before game two. That being said, they played well. But what I felt is they're getting tired a little bit. They need something to happen. They need their best players to step up, but their best player played at the World Cup, as everybody knows, at the exception of Phil Kessel. I mean, it's a grind, and they need to find positive. I think that's what they did during last game. But you cannot bring momentum from one game to the other, like everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, they need to win one game in Ottawa. Even if they play really, really well, let's say they have great games and they outshoot Ottawa, but at the end of the day, if they're in the lost column, I think it's going to be a big problem for them to just be emotionally ready to win after that series versus Ottawa.
Should we be surprised at how physical Ottawa's played in this series? Because I think we tend to look at them as, you know, they're a systems team but I mean, the hit by Dion Phaneuf aside, they've taken the game physically to this team right from the start.
Yeah, and the reason I think they're playing that way a lot, it's because when they're applying Guy Boucher's system, it gives them the chance to play that way. That system is kind of a shutdown system. Everybody's talking about the 1-3-1. I can't tell you one thing. It was 1-4-0. I mean, at one point, there was four guys waiting at the blue line and one guy in the neutral zone. That was the system at one point during last game. But that obviously is giving them the chance to be more physical. When they need to skate, when they need to be a faster team, they can't be as physical as I'm pretty sure they want. But, you know, a guy like Kyle Turris, nobody's talking about him at all. But he's an amazing player, not only because he's got tons of skill, but he's going under a lot of players' skin right now.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I mean, there's some players on the Pittsburgh side who are really upset. And it's frustrating to play versus a team like Ottawa. Like, some of them are saying to me, Ronald, this is not hockey. And my answer to them is, well, this is not curling either.
I mean, yeah.
It's on the ice, guys. And my other answer is, do you really think that Ottawa is going to win that playoff series or won that playoff series versus the Rangers by skating with the Rangers talent for talent? Not at all. It's impossible. If you look at the Rangers on paper, they're better than Ottawa.
Yep.
So that's why you have to give a lot of credit to Guy Boucher, because he knows if we want to be a Stanley Cup champion or even play in the Stanley Cup, we can't skate with Pittsburgh. They're the fastest team in the league. So we need to shut them down. It needs to be a little boring, but they're not playing technically for the Pittsburgh Penguins fans.
Right.
They're playing for their fans, and their fans, the only thing that they wish and they hope right now is to see them in a Stanley Cup final. And after that, we're going to see what's going to happen. So that's the mentality right now. And if people think it's boring, well, maybe it is. But I don't think that Guy Boucher is going to change anything to make sure that the show will be better.
No, I don't think Guy Boucher is interested in style points at this stage of the season. Ren, thanks so much for doing this, man.
Have a great weekend, guys.